Water is spraying from the floor of Wrangell's community pool, but don't worry, that's a good thing. The water is coming from recessed jets along the tiled basin floor. By the time this story airs, the floor jets will likely have filled Wrangell's pool with more than 200,000 gallons of water that looks like strong green tea. But on the afternoon of June 22nd, it was about a fifth of the way there, with the deep end partly submerged and a little yellow cleaning robot skittering along the bottom.
Best day ever!
Swim coach and recreation assistant Jamie Roberts is jubilant.
We're pretty excited. It's almost, I was looking at the calendar, it's like almost 7 months to the day that we had our last time that we were swimming in the pool. So it's really exciting. We're excited to get kids back in the water. The adults are excited to get back in the water. It's just awesome. So we can't wait. Almost there.
Wrangell's pool closed down and was drained for maintenance in late November, but the borough struggled to find a contractor to complete the complex concrete work needed to fix a crack in the pool's foundation. It was spring before local contractors were secured to come in and cut away tile and concrete, install a waterproof membrane, and then re-pour concrete. Then, the concrete had to dry and cure, then be retiled, then cure some more. On June 22nd, the pool was finally ready for water once again. All the concrete and tile work of the past few months left a lot of dirt and other gunk in the pool's system, which the crew had to flush out. Parks and Rec maintenance staff estimated the pool filled at about 200 gallons per minute, spraying up from jets along the floor, and a large drum on the pool deck slowly adds all the chemicals needed to keep the water clean, 3 pallets worth of salt, around 40 bags of calcium chloride, and a bit of baking soda. All in all, over a ton of chemicals will be added to the pool water. The chemicals and repeated filtration will help get the water from its natural green tea color to that shiny blue pool color we know and love. The estimate is the pool could be swimmable by early July. But that doesn't mean the pool will reopen to the public right then. With months off, Robert says Parks and Rec has to check in with previous lifeguards, train new lifeguards on practical skills in the water, and recruit additional lifeguards as well.
So we do have to get through a little bit of internal training. Shouldn't take us very long, just to make sure that we're all capable, have our skills refreshed. And, you know, we've been talking about programming, and it's all going to be up to the number of lifeguards that we get to how much programming that we can offer.
And once Wrangell Parks and Rec has enough lifeguards trained up and ready, splashdown for public pool access.
Dig out your swimsuits, make sure they still fit, and we hope to see you real soon.
There isn't a set date for when the pool will reopen to the public yet, but actually having water in the pool is a big leap in the right direction. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.